I am reminded of the DOMA, that President Obama, this was an actual act of Congress that was passed by a Congress, signed by President Clinton, the Defense of Marriage Act, and President Obama instructed Eric Holder to not enforce it. Why wasn't that an obstruction or whatever?
Well, it's not only that, but as I mentioned before, he decided that 4.5 million, quote unquote, 4.5 million, we don't actually know the
number. We don't know how many.
Since the Democrats, we always assume that it's far more.
Far more.
4.5, quote unquote, 4.5 million illegals were not supposed to be deported or even sought. And besides that, perhaps most flagrantly, he from time to time would issue executive orders saying not to implement particular provisions of Obamacare. So, for example, by now, the business mandate was supposed to be completely operative, and it never actually has been implemented. So there are various taxes and so on in the Obamacare statute that people have never actually begun to have to pay, even though the statute says that they were going to have to pay them by, I think, 2 years ago now. So why was that? Why were those delays implemented? And the answer is, well, because Obama decided it would be politically desirable not to have people paying these taxes at the point that they were going to be going to the polls,
right,
and
right,
have a chance to vote against Democrats. Yeah. So the Obama record is one of constantly flouting the law in regards to millions, tens of millions, or even hundreds of millions of people. And that has nothing to do with prosecutorial discretion. On the other hand, Trump apparently decided that Michael Flynn should not be prosecuted. In fact, he didn't even order Comey not to investigate him anymore.
He suggested
he told him, well, you know, I hope you'll think about not. In fact, what he could have done is said, I don't want to have Flynn prosecuted, and since you're doing it, you're fired. And as Alan Dershowitz, noted ultra-left-wing law professor at Harvard Law School, has repeatedly pointed out, he's the president. He can fire the FBI director because he doesn't like his hair color, or his mother smiled at Trump funny, or he just decided one day, you know, today's a good day to fire somebody. How about the FBI director? He doesn't have to have any reason at all. It's in the complete discretion of the president. He could decide, you know, I don't want to have an FBI director, fire him and never name anybody else to take his place. He doesn't have to have a justification.